Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. AskPath.com. What's up, everybody? Pathlin here, and welcome to episode 663 of AskPath. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. And we have a great question today from Peter, but before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks. FreshBooks is an awesome company that helps you manage your business finances, from your money coming in, money going out, and even your invoicing too. And as a byproduct of all that, they are a headache and stress reliever too, quite honestly. They help over 3 million small businesses manage their business finances, and they can help you too. They've helped me, that's for sure. And with the invoicing thing, I mean, they just make it super easy. In 30 seconds, you can send an invoice to your student, your client, your business that you're consulting with, or whatever coaching you do. It just makes it really easy so you can get paid faster. It's super professional and, like I said, super fast. So please check it out for 30 days for free. Yeah, I said it right. 30 days for free. You can check out FreshBooks by going to freshbooks.com/askpat and make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Again, that's freshbooks.com/askpat. All right, here's today's question from Peter.
Hey, what's up, Pat? Longtime fan, reading your and following your blog for the past 4 years. Just wondering, on average, how many hours a week have you been working? Could you break it down by year, like starting in 08 until now? Just wondering. Thanks.
Hey, what's up, Peter? Thank you so much for the question. You know, I wish I had, since the beginning, been keeping better track of my time using something like Rescue Time to keep actual hours tracked through the whole time. I mean, that would have been really nice, but I do have an idea of how many hours I've been working. I mean, currently and even back then, I can give you an idea, but to say the average might throw people off because really it varies. I mean, the passive income is about the flexibility. And by flexibility, sometimes it bends one way and sometimes it bends another way. And what I mean by that is sometimes the hours are not very many at all during the week. And sometimes it's ridiculously crazy because I'm in the middle of a launch or something. So I may vary anywhere between, you know, 60 to 80 hours a week, which is kind of reminiscent of my architecture days, to sometimes 5 to even 0 hours a week. I mean, sometimes I've been on a 2-week vacation and did absolutely no work, yet the business continues to run. So that's the really cool part. And so, you know, I understand that that's always going to be the case, especially because I continue to push the bar, push the limit, try new things, experiment and whatnot. So those hours are going to continually be fluctuating between some very low hours and very high hours. But just to give you a rundown, I remember that the most hours I've ever spent during the years working weekly was my first year in 2008. And that was because I was just getting off the ground, and that's how it's always going to be. I mean, I would literally be up all night writing content. And this was even before SPI was born. I was writing content for greenexamacademy.com, which was back then inthelead.com before the trademark issue that I had back in 09. But yeah, I was writing all the time and spending hours studying and hours working on the website. And maybe it didn't help that I was trying to do everything myself, and I probably could have saved a lot of time if I knew that there was this thing called outsourcing where I could have other people who were much better and faster doing it for me, but I didn't know. And I was getting started and I was bootstrapping. So I was figuring it out on my own. And YouTube was just getting started around that time. And it became this amazing free resource to help me figure out a lot of things. But like I often say, it's just, I feel like I could have more sooner found other people to help me along the way. But, you know, 80 to 100 hours was not unusual during the week. And what was interesting was that that was also sometimes on top of my 9-to-5. Although when I learned I was going to get laid off, I did a lot of that work at my 9-to-5 before I was officially let go. So, you know, again, it varies. But once I started to see some success with greenexamacademy.com and see the book sales coming in, actually, I started to work even harder. And there were some issues with work-life balance at that point because I was engaged. I was just about to get married and the business was taken off. So I was just in this brand new world trying to weave my way through and figure things out. And a lot of times I was working way more than I should have. Like looking back, I felt bad. Like it was completely unfair to my fiance and later my wife. And, you know, for a long time, that was a big struggle. Where do those lines exist? And how do I make sure those boundaries are set properly so that everybody is in the know, including myself, on when I'm working and when I'm not supposed to be working? So when things started to get more automated, when I started to see a lot more money coming in, I mean, then I started to see moments where I wasn't working more than 10 to 15 hours a week. And that was to just keep things updated, keep things, you know, just upkeep things for every once in a while. And sometimes, of course, I'd go on vacation and I wouldn't do any work for a week or two during that time, or I would just take a break from it, and you know, which was nice. But Green Exam Academy, even for the last number of years, has been very hands-off. A lot of you know my other sites, securityguardtraininghq.com, foodtrucker.com. Those are very hands-off now, although Food Trucker is picking up pace again because I'm starting to work with other team members, not my team that I've been working with for a long time since the let-go days when I wrote that book back in 2013, but a new team that is in the Food Trucker industry is helping to run that site. And, you know, we're partnering on that together just to reinvigorate it and sell more product and hopefully take it to the next level and get to a point where one day we can maybe sell it for, you know, it'd be nice to sell it for seven figures, which would be really cool and awesome success story for SPI, I think. So I do have motivation for that, but my hours are cut severely on that, even though it's still going, because I've had people, or I have people working on the other side who are pushing content out and marketing and doing Facebook ads and all that great stuff. So I would say more recently, and again, sorry, I'm not breaking this down year by year. It's a little hard to do that because, again, it's more of a project by project type of thing. For example, when I was putting together my book, Will It Fly, I would wake up in the morning, 5 o'clock, get some Miracle Morning stuff done, meditate and exercise and that sort of thing. And then I would write till 7:30 in the morning. And this was every day until the kids woke up before I had to get ready and take them to school. And that was for a good 5-6 months of that. And then I wrote at night too. And so that was sometimes 4 or 5 hours a day just on the book itself. And then that was just, you know, the first and second draft. And then there was other drafts that had to come out after the editing was done. And man, it's just that book alone was several, I would say, you know, maybe thousands of hours of brain power. So it's a lot. It varies. But, you know, after that book came out, I took some time off with my family and we went on a Disney cruise for like a good 2 weeks or a week, and then, you know, vacation in around that time on the boat where my team was taking care of everything and I was doing nothing. So zero hours a week, you know. So that's again, the cool thing about passive income is the flexibility that comes with it. Nothing is ever 100% hands off forever. That's a truth for sure. Nothing. I mean, not even real estate, which needs management and upkeep, not even the stock market, which obviously got to keep your portfolio up to date and things fresh. So yeah, there you go. I still think online business is the best way to go, the best way to build wealth. And I feel like it's the most fun too. So thank you, Peter, for the question. I appreciate it. We're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for everybody else out there listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day by Arianna Huffington. She says, "But you have to do what you dream of doing, even when you're afraid." Man, and if I didn't follow that advice back in 2008, who knows where I'd be, because I was definitely afraid. Thanks, everyone. Take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.